would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Hi there, this is John Forward, the host of St. John Forward Radio. If you're listening live, it is Monday night at 9 o'clock, just to save you that little peek down at your wrist or at your phone, just in case. If you're not listening to it live, it can be listened to live at that time, and you're missing out big time. So get off this podcast nonsense, buddy, and listen to the show live. Or not. I'm John Forward, like I said, the host of this show. The people have been complaining that there haven't been any updates lately on my own, my personal turmoil. No therapy updates, no work stuff. There hasn't really been much to talk about. My mind's been occupied by comedy-related matters. For anybody that's deeply entrenched in the John Forward personal life saga, this is my third week back to work. It sucks, it's soul crushing, but I'm better equipped to just suck it up and endure it until something better comes along, so that's where that is. Not going to be switching to shift work, so I won't have to miss these Monday night radio shows, so that's the only thing I care about, and that's all you care about because you're listening to it right now, so... Soldier on. St. John Forward Radio continues on unabated. Still doing some comedy shows. Had a few since last time. Thursday night, went up to Fredericton to the Wilser's Room. Phil Smith did an admirable job of hosting the show for the first time. He gave everybody in the audience a chance to talk in between the real comedians, and that was appreciated by everybody. He really hustled that bucket, and he was wearing a chain on the outside of his shirt, like a real good host should. It was a snappy fashion move, and I applauded him at the show, and I just wanted to repeat that. It was a good show and good turnout. It didn't, sometimes those shows at the Wilser's Room kind of fall apart halfway through and half the audience leaves, but no, it was a decent audience, and nobody was being obnoxious and talking and stuff, and I had a good set, and that's all that matters. I was told by a comedian for the second month in a row after Wilser's that was the best they'd ever seen me, so that gave me confidence to go into the weekend. My Wilser's set was just like cobbled together transitions for the No Jokes Barred Deluxe that happened on Friday at O'Leary's, so that was good to do well with my half-butted in-between material that did well at the show before, so I was feeling good about the No Jokes Barred Deluxe. I'd been working hard all week on that, and I had another good set that night, and that felt good. Lots of praise and admiration from my fellow comedians. The crowd seemed to like it too. I'll talk more about that in a moment. Yesterday went to Sunday Afternoons down at McGill's. I did not perform. I'd been working so hard all week on my O'Leary's set. I just wanted to have a break and just go and enjoy the show as a civilian. And it was good. There was more people there than there usually is. I think it might have been in the double digits, which is impressive for Afternoons. And hopefully that will continue to grow. Brian Godso, former guest of the show, was he took over hosting duties this week, and he's going to be running that show going forward. I think it's going to be every 2 weeks now instead of once a month. So keep an eye out on that. So back to No Jokes Barred Deluxe on Friday at O'Leary's. That's that was a show that I've been looking forward to. That's the one that was out all the previous weekend, handing out flyers and shaking hands. There were no babies to kiss, but I would have if I had to. And just who doesn't like kissing babies? It's in a non-sexual way, of course. Just in a the way that you kiss a baby on top of the head. I don't know. I don't even remember the last time I kissed a baby. I'm a fraud. I don't know what I'm talking about. I often think about kissing babies, though. So, all right, let's get off the baby kissing track, I think, for this conversation. But as good as the show was at O'Leary's on Friday, at the beginning of the show, I would be dishonest if I didn't say that I was mildly disappointed. I was kind of hoping that there would be like 100 people there. Just, I handed out 300 flyers, so a third. Maybe that was ambitious. It was a little bit less than a third return on the flyers. If I had to estimate, just give like a rough ballpark number to the number of people that were at the show as a result of my flyering, I would probably conservatively guess 0%, and that's fine. It was worth a try. Maybe they looked at the flyers and said, I'm not going to that garbage show. This isn't a national brand. My God, what famous comedians passed through here before they became successful? And so that could have been it, but it could have just been they didn't feel like going out that night. There might have been stuff going on, but I still met a lot of people out there on the weekend and had some good conversations and discovered that that people, at the very least, pretended to be interested in a local homegrown show. And I think a lot of people would enjoy going to those No Jokes Barred Deluxe shows. I think it's a better gateway drug into the No Jokes Barred comedy thing than the O'Leary's would be. Like if you're a curious dabbler in St. John comedy, and all you've done is the big the big show that has the pamphlets on the tables for the movie Chips, it might be a good curiosity to come down and see the local show. And I think people that would enjoy that show would have also enjoyed this show. But once the show got started, it didn't really matter that all those people didn't come out. We had a good crowd. We had a larger than usual crowd at O'Leary's. They came for reasons other than me shoving flyers in their faces, but good for them. And we enjoyed having them. Everybody that was there was great. And I don't think anybody left disappointed. And, it's a small room too. So if we had 20 or 30 people packed in that little room, even if we've got 10 people, the table's right in front of the stage. It's in spitting distance, and it's a nice little intimate room. Lots of comedians were out that weren't even on the show, so even if I didn't reach any of the people on the street, maybe my workman-like perseverance, standing out in the cold, handing out flyers to people for four nights in a row, maybe I just assume that I've been a true inspiration on the whole comedy scene. And even if the audience didn't show up, I'm glad that everybody else is, I think idolizing me might be a strong word. But we'll just say they came out as a curiosity. It would have been great if I was able to take pictures of people getting trampled to death trying to get in the show just to say, see, I told you it would work. But that didn't happen. So I'm going to have to settle for being a part of a great show Chris Trotter hosted it. Ben McDonald went up, and Matt Keenan, winner of Comedy Boot Camp, and Mark Splude doing some new stuff. And I headlined it, and I did a half-hour set. I might have done 40 minutes. I'm not sure, but I worked really hard on my set. And people seem to enjoy it, and that's all that really matters. So, if those same people come out next time and they bring a couple of friends, then we're ahead of the game, and that's good enough for me. But even if it's the same people, then whatever. We had a good show, and some of us hung out afterwards. We had some drinks, had some other things, and. It was a fun time, and that's all that really matters. And, you know, maybe somebody finds one of my flyers in their purse in 2 months and says, oh, shoot, I didn't get to see that bearded fellow. But what's this? It says the first Friday every month, so I got the paper extra glossy, so it would not biodegrade. Even if they find it in their purse a year from now, they might say, oh, yeah, that thing. Let's give it a try. But, that's all that matters for now. I didn't think I was going to have a guest tonight, actually, but I see, sir, can I help you?
Hello! Hello! Is this thing on?
Yeah, you can hear it in
your
headphones.
Is this thing on?
It's on.
Is it okay?
Your spike, or who are you?
You haven't... Did he not tell you about me?
Who?
I think he goes by... I don't know what you... Patches is his name, I think.
Oh, okay.
He's a good man. Okay. And
Spike Soul Patch? Oh, okay.
He taught me he would... maybe you should give him...
Yeah,
I have a lot of good tips. If you know what I mean...
Okay, so, all right, well, he called me up drunk the other night and was talking about, like, sending some talent my way. I didn't really know what he was talking about, but,
I wear many hats, or turbans.
Well, what's your name, sir?
Jeff.
Jeff? Okay. Is it just Jeff? Or do you have a last name?
Well, I go by another name.
All right. Well, let's get it. I'm gonna get in touch with Patches, and I guess let's just play a song, and I'm gonna try to get a hold of Patches.
You will not regret this.
Branding. All right. I'm open to new things.
Trademark.
I'm not an expert at comedy or comedy promotion. And
what is your brand?
What's
your brand? What's your flavor?
Well, my brand
give
is...
Give me some.
I do a monologue at the beginning, and then I play a song, so...
Outdated.
You can shut your mouth right now, sir. And okay. We're going to play some Like a Motorcycle. We're going to play High Hopes, because that's what I have for the future. Don't laugh. That wasn't a joke. That was supposed to be inspiration.
Sorry. All drugged up and no place to go. Feel most alive, but a little bit cold. You can be the one to push me over. Got me uploaded in the corner. It's a thing I do to talk. I'm a stand to the run. You can be the one to roll me over. You can be the one to roll me over. Found love, but I didn't want it. She found love, but she couldn't swallow. I only let it steal, but I couldn't be bothered. Naked on the floor with the breeches on her. She's dying, makes her spit. I'm high like a rubber band. You can be the one to roll me over. You
Wagwan.
What? You're not supposed to come back after the show. Come on now. You might be part of an impressive stable of
And
comedians.
We're back.
You know, I gotta get Patches on the phone. I couldn't reach him for the, I'm gonna try him one more
These
time.
Are all hot tips.
Alright. Let's
Don't leave them hanging.
Let's see.
I'm gonna go do some of my material. Oh, not good radio.
Wait, what? Alright, wait, hold on.
Are you sure you don't want me to take over?
Wait a minute.
Very unprofessional.
Hello.
Patches? Patches? Yes.
That's me, Patch. Well, Spike Soul Patch. My full introduction is Spike Soul Patch, but I go by Patch. That's the whole name.
All right. Well,
good name.
This is John Forward. Jeff is here. What exactly am I supposed to do with this guy?
Well, you said you were looking for kind of new different comedians and talent and stuff. He's a comedian. I said he's from my stable of comedians that works with me as Snorts.
Oh, okay.
Comedy clubs.
Okay, that's fine. I appreciate
namaste,
it.
Namaste, gang.
Namaste to you too.
Yeah, Patches. You know it.
It was a holiday.
All right. So why don't you tell me why you've selected this guy? Just what's his deal?
There's all kinds of good reasons to have him on your show and to do stand-up comedy because, for one, he's a new type of comic that you've probably never heard of before.
Okay.
He's not, you know, you hear different, there's prop comics, there's situation comics, there's bad comics. Have you ever heard of a good point comedian?
A good point, okay. Jeff, what exactly does that mean?
I think too much comedy is about setups and punchline. I think good comedy should be making good points.
Okay.
Good. Everyone wants to listen to a song has a point, has a moral, right? So you watch an Aesop's fable. There's a fox. He eat a mango. He go up a tree. He finds his friends, right?
Okay.
About friendship.
Hilarious. Hilarious. See, I'd be laughing, but
good point.
I've heard it before.
Good point.
Okay. All right. So what's this guy's? So Patches, is this guy like tearing up the comedy scene? What does he have any credits?
Yeah, well, not he just started, but it's just a matter of a couple shows, and he'll probably be the biggest one because he's got a real thick accent, okay, and that matters in comedy.
Okay. Oh, really?
If you're not, yeah, it matters so much because if people don't understand what you're saying, then they probably just think that it's funny.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess. Well, all right. Well, thanks, Patches. I guess it doesn't make any sense for me to continue asking you questions about the guy that's sitting right in front of me. So
yeah. Well, I just wanted to let you know that anytime that you want to have more comedians on your shows, I am going to get them to you. Well, and even if you don't ask, they're coming.
All right. Well,
thank you, Mr. Patchhead. Very good.
I appreciate adding the star power to St. John Forward Radio. So let's get into it with this guy.
No problem. All right. Jeff, break his leg.
Oh, yeah. We will break both of them. One kneecap at a time.
Okay. All right. Well, see you, Patches.
All right. I've hung up the phone.
All right. Nice batch, man.
All right, Jeff.
Yeah.
You seem to be talking differently than you do when we're off the mics.
Yeah, I also have I think good comedy also needs to have an alter ego.
Okay.
So I also go by an alter ego called Swami Anand. Oh, that's rude. Can't hear the
my apologies.
Swami Anand Lungi. So it's I don't know why you
but
that's funny.
But your real name is Jeff, but that's your stage name. Swami, what is it?
Anand Lungi. So everyone likes yoga, right? And good points. Good points.
I went to a yoga class on this past Friday at lunch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
It was
where
relaxing.
Is your chakra? What is the chakra all about?
They didn't really talk about chakras. They said the namaste thing at the end.
Namaste up your... That's usually the punchline sometimes. I like to add... catchphrases, but they're subtly Indian.
Actually, were you involved with this? Maybe I noticed that they have lots of T-shirts for sale at the yoga co-op, and they've got really funny slogans on them. Like my teacher from Friday is a woman of a certain age is wearing a T-shirt that says St. John Yoga Co-op. I'm down, comma, dog.
Because
there's
down to bone, as we say.
Bombay. There's a yoga pose called downward dog.
Oh yeah,
so
doggy style.
Saying like it's kind of like an ethnic thing. Like I'm down, dog.
Bending over.
I don't think it was meant to be that sexually explicit.
I don't like sexual things per se. I fall into my accent, as you can see.
It's hard to turn it off.
I find that making good points in comedy is more important. Now forget the old ways of writing jokes. Try to think of good wholesome family fun.
Okay, so you something know? that everyone can enjoy.
Yeah, you know, like when someone, I like to do sometimes local humor. Yeah. So I say something like, "Oh, what is the? Is this a Sims corner or a Karachi corner? There are no corners here. What do you do? Where do you break? Where do you go? What is this? It is Middle East like."
That's fun. I don't even know what a Karachi is, but it sounds funny.
Oh yeah, it is city in Pakistan. You bigot.
I'm sorry.
That's how you introduce sort of catchphrase, sort of good point comedy.
Okay.
Lies. You know, sometimes lying is not good. Sometimes, like one time, I lied, and there is, you know. My kid then lied, and then, you know, where does it end? It just lies. People lie all the time, and you shouldn't do that.
So the point is that lies are bad?
Hmm.
But,
Don't lie. Wow, what are you... elections, what are you... Politicians, which one's lying? Which one's telling the truth? they're pretty much like lawyers, aren't they?
Well, do any of your jokes have lies in them? Or is it?
No, it is all 100% truthful comedy.
Okay, well, I'm on board with that because everything that I say is 100% true. So,
I sometimes like to add in.
I don't have any good points to. Well, sometimes I do.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some powerful.
Messages give me some points.
I made a good point on Friday that prostitution should be legal.
What?
Because those poor ladies, they shouldn't be put at risk because of the law. That's a pretty good point, right?
Now, why did you just say that?
No, that was the whole joke. Set up, punchline, zinger on top. That was the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
That's what people like.
That is a part of a good point.
Because it's like prostitution, that's funny, but there's a point on top of it.
Have you ever thought about dancing? Maybe in the, dancing as your end, at the end of your punch, you know? That's always a good, like, I like to always end it like a Bollywood song. Everyone like a Bollywood, right?
I do have one bit where I sing, but I haven't really incorporated a dance into it yet. That's interesting.
I like to add helpful phrases to know for the audience. I like to slip into this sort of ignorant Indian character.
Okay. It's funny because you just kind of lean, like it's almost it's like you're taking it back. You're kind of leaning into
taking what back? My name is Jeff.
Oh, I don't know. Taking it back from the people that look at Jeff and think he's going to be like this, so you surprise them by being exactly that.
Bitch, you don't know me. That's also another one.
That's a good catchphrase.
Is bitch, there... you don't know me.
Wait, is
if you do it with the eyebrows, it makes it better.
Okay, I see how that's a catchphrase, but what is the good point in that?
Ignorance. I think ignorance sometimes.
Okay.
Is fliss.
Okay, like, so
kiss.
Like you
ignorance
you
and kiss.
You don't know me. Means like don't. It's kind of like a don't judge a book by its cover.
Do not judge book by Cobra cover.
What Cobra? You're just adding whole extra. What is a Cobra cover?
I don't know. It just makes sense, right?
But
just make it do with the Indian. Just make the shoulder gesture. Ooh, with the eyes.
Well, that's an interesting concept because I thought it was hilarious, even when I didn't understand it. So there's just.
I like to come out and play the tabla.
I don't know what a tabla is.
It's a little drum instrument, you know.
Okay.
You know, like Ravi Shankar?
I've heard the name Ravi Shankar, but I'm not familiar with his work.
I like someone doing yoga on stage as I'm doing the punchline.
Do you ever do yoga while you're performing? Or
yeah, I do it.
Well, it's hard to breathe properly while you're talking.
I do it in full... I like to wear those yoga pants.
Okay. I've got some yoga pants.
No, but the tight one. I like to make tight, real tight.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Okay, so like nut cleavage?
Yes, I don't know. You didn't have to be crass about it, but... I'm sorry, I fall into this character so easily. It is virtually like my own! Ooh!
Yeah, well, we're going back and forth just because I'm like a disarming interviewer. You wouldn't slip back and forth into this while you're performing live, would you?
No. I am a consummate professional. That is why Patches hired me.
Yeah, well, yeah. So
I find
he says that you're still fairly new, but you're an up and comer and you're making lots of strides. So why don't we play a song and then we can talk a little bit more about where you're at in your ascent to superstardom. Did you have a request for me, Jeff? Is there a song that you wanted to play?
Sure, it's you know the great Indian. I like to think about things that people are thinking about, you know, and most people associate our modern age with. I like to combine my comedy as a little bit of Miss Cleo, Deepak Chopra, and Donald Trump. You know, just big tastemakers.
That's a triple threat.
Yeah. So I picked this song by a guy called Father John Misty.
Okay.
What's the name of that song?
You tell me. You're making the request.
It is Bored in the USA.
Oh, that sounds like it could be a catchphrase.
Clever.
That's a catchphrase that's also making a
what
point.
Are you, bored in the USA?
All right. Well, let's hear it after this brief message reminding the people what radio station
listens yeah,
to.
Baby, come here.
And I'll try to find that Father John Misty record in the archives. And we'll be back on St. John Forward Radio here with Jeff/... What's your stage name again? Sammy?
Swami. Anand Lungi.
Okay.
We may have a new name, but we still have the same great programming. Local. 107.3 FM.
So awfully glad to be here for yet
another mindless day. Now I've got all morning to obsessively accrue. A small nation of meaningful objects, and they've gotta represent me too. By this afternoon I'll live in debt, by tomorrow be replaced by children. How many people rise and think, oh good, the stranger's body's still here, our arrangement hasn't changed. Now I've got a lifetime to consider all the ways I grow more disappointing to you as my beauty warps and fades. I suspect you feel the same. I was young, I dreamt of a passionate obligation to a roommate. Is this the part where I get all I ever wanted? Who said that? Can I get my money back? Just a little bored in the USA. Oh, just a little bored in the USA. Save me, white Jesus, bored in the USA. Oh, they gave me a useless education, a subprime loan, a craftsman home, keep my prescriptions filled. Now I can't get off, but I can kind of deal. Bored in the USA. Oh, just a little bored in the USA. Save me, President Jesus, I'm bored in the USA. How did it happen? Bored in the USA. Oh.
Oh. Bored in the USA by Father John Misty. That seemed very somber and didn't match the sensibilities that I expected from my guest here. Jeff, a.k.a., what was it, Swami?
Anwar.
I gotta write this
Lungi
down.
Khan.
That's a new one. Swami Anyar?
Anwar.
Anwar.
Lungi. Khan.
Khan. Okay.
Yep.
So, new hotshot comic, Swami Anwar Lungi Khan. He's part of the what's that guy's Patches. I forget his real name because I'm so used to calling him Patches now. It's
Spike is what we call him.
So how he said that you were relatively new to the comedy biz. So where did you get your start in comedy?
I like to think of myself as doing comedy from birth. From before I was born, actually.
Okay.
in the womb, I think I was making them. I think I was making the galaxy laugh.
Open legs pre-time. Is like an open mic. Is that a good one?
No. That's not what I was thinking of at all.
Okay.
I don't know why you interrupted.
I'm sorry.
Continue. It was a very. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm here to learn from you. Continue.
Correct. Yes, I was in the belly. I was tapping at the belly, you know, the whole time. And, you know, Mother Radha was thinking, oh, little Shankar, what is he doing? Oh, what a funny boy. Oh, I'm liking these punchlines. And, you know, and then I came out. And
would you say before you came out, you were in the belly of the beast?
That would mean my mother is a beast.
Yeah,
your
mama's a beast. That's a joke, isn't it? Your mama's so much like a beast that when you were in her belly, you were in the belly of the beast. How am I doing?
Okay. That is what I would call not good point.
Okay.
Right?
All right, you're right. I'm getting the catchphrases down, but I'm not making a good point.
Mm. When people come to comedy, they do not want to hear filth.
Right.
Dirty filth from your potty mouth.
Right, because...
You white man.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true.
No one wants to hear from you.
I did notice there's a comedy show, and I was looking at their Facebook page one day, and they have like a list of rules so that people know what kinds of jokes are allowed. And so would you agree with the statement that a good measure of what should or should not be performed on a stage should be the same rules as for your grandmother's funeral?
I think when my grandmother died... and we set her body on fire, as we do, it's a funeral pyre.
Sorry for your loss.
I was killing at the funeral pyre. It was burning in the background, and I was just doing material. I thought, hey, what, Uncle Babu, what, why, where have you been? Oh, that loincloth, who made that loincloth? At that time, I was doing a little bit insult comedy. Okay. Comedy. And
Rest in peace, Don Rickles.
What is that?
He's a comedian, I guess.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Don Rickles. Do not talk about Rickles. Don't Rickles. Don't Rickles.
Okay, all right, yeah. That's,
don't Rickles.
That's clever.
Don't Rickles.
Okay.
Okay.
So...
good point comedy consists of... When you're writing about a joke, make sure you pass it by... A lot of people who want to
have good sense of humor?
Not important.
Okay.
Not important. Pass it by 10 people. Make sure they are all okay with subject matter.
Okay.
Very important.
Now, should you choose people like specifically for that? Like, should you say, hey... You are a person who is
no, any
who is like the
do.
Subject of my joke. Are you okay? Like if I was, where are you from? You have a is that a New Jersey accent?
Who are you talking about?
You?
No, I don't. It's not the. Hey.
I don't know. You sound like Jersey Shore to me.
Sometimes I like to do different. Or different voices in my acts. If I have different people, like if I'm doing a white person, I'll be like, hey, what are you, got the lobster trap there? What are you, hey, take me to the Rossay Avenue there. What are you, hey.
That's uncanny.
Take me, and then I just do a cab driver. Oh, mister, I do not know where do you go, where are you going, where is Rossay Avenue?
Okay, so.
Hello, dispatch.
So, like, what I mean is.
What are you, brown there? What are you, hey, take me to... Jeez, take me over the causeway there. These are all good. These are all killer impressions.
They are, but I'm trying to get some advice out of you. So what I want to know, like, for example, you just made a cab driver joke in your 10 people that you ran that by. Did you specifically seek out a cab driver to see if they were okay with it?
No, this kind of comedy is definitely off bar.
Okay.
Not barred. is what I would call this kind of comedy.
So all some jokes barred?
All jokes barred. No,
oh, okay.
Every joke is barred.
Okay, that explains why you haven't performed on my show. Because my show is actually called No Jokes Barred. So I'm going about this all wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
What is your branding strategy?
Branding.
It is important to branding.
I would say marketing, branding. My three key philosophy. I would say awesomeness.
Mm-hmm.
Sticking it to the manedness. And you know, just some real like punk rock, but rock is spelled RAWK.
Ah, he's on fire.
Yes, so,
like NBA Jam.
Yeah, I like to be on fire. When you have three jokes in a row that get a laugh, that means that you're on fire.
Mm.
So yeah, like so.
Sometimes I'll go whole sets without laugh.
That's interesting.
I like people just whenever I make a good point, they just say something to think about. They put their hand underneath their chin,
okay,
and they think something to think about. I will give out, if I, at the end of a show, I will just put my face, my own punchline on a meme, send out to everyone in Facebook.
Okay.
Retweet.
Okay, so that way you can continue delivering your joke without being in the room. Ah, so.
And then you know what I do? I put a little crying emoticon face, you know, the guy who's like crying and he's laughing so hard.
Okay.
Raffle Mao.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That tells people what to how to react to it.
That's what it is called, right? Raffle Mao?
I think so.
Ah.
You may be pronouncing it funny with your New Jersey accent, but I think that's the general raffle. Yeah, I know. It's our neighbor to the south, but I just don't trust them.
Mm.
So
good point, comedy.
You've been talking about how to do, and how to do comedy. You were doing comedy in the womb. You were doing comedy at your grandmother's funeral. Have you done any actual comedy shows?
Per se?
Okay. Yes. I'm not sure how to answer. Is that is per se a question?
Or pardon? Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on how you call comedy. How broad you want to call comedy. I make Facebook event. People come. I'm usually in maybe...
Okay, where do they come to? At the arcade?
Yes, arcade, at the arcade. Sometimes at... you know... just so auditorium.
Non-traditional venues?
We call them... I like to call them lecture / comedy / yoga.
Okay, that's / interesting.
/ seance, okay. You know.
Okay,
all-inclusive. It's all-inclusive.
All right, so
it's very important to be all-inclusive. Completely inclusive.
It seems like you need to be very prepared to be an audience. It seems like if I was going to come see your show, I would need to be wearing yoga pants, and I would have to bring a notebook of some sort. Is there any other recommended tools when somebody is coming to see a Swami Anwar Lungi Khan show?
I would expect we hand out our own visors, maybe, and clappers.
Okay.
So just so that everyone knows.
Oh, like those plastic things so you can clap with one hand?
Oh, and we give you all signs when to laugh. Oh. That's how you laugh.
How do you feel about, like, Arsenio Hall, like, barking and hooping? Like, the hoo, 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 hoo.
Not into
that
it.
Sounded more Tim Allen than... Do you perform for apes? At the zoo?
I don't... Is this... I feel that's derogatory question. No,
there's no derogations in there. I just meant like actual. Like,
I don't think of my audience as apes. I don't.
I know.
Well,
but
you've seen Patches. He's a little larger man. He's he's got one soul patch and very curly hair.
Right.
He does look like he should be eating.
Well, no, I was just asking
supper with his feet, but
I was watching TV and they have the trailer for that that Planet of the Apes movie, and I feel like if you made too many good points to the apes, they might become too smart and take over the world, and I'm afraid of that.
Well, my audience is mostly larger individuals, but there can be some small people too.
All right.
I don't know why this had to get veered off into...
Okay, I think it's just a fundamental...
Do you have no ape policy in your
No, I just...
Do you just call it quote-unquote comedy show?
Well, mine's
is that what you think you are doing?
Venue. It's in a karaoke bar, so I've got that going for me.
Hmm.
But yeah, I think part of my confusion with being a showrunner is just trying to attract the right audience. So maybe we can play a song and then we'll come back and talk about like who I should be trying to attract to come see a comedy show. Did you have another song that you wanted to play?
Since
my phone is on the fritz.
This is also a non-conventional choice because, this resembles the choice of this artist mostly resembles the hack that is under all of these impressions and this 45 minute long segment.
You're breaking the fourth wall.
This is Tom Waits' Come On Up to the House off of Mule Variations.
All right, and we'll be
from
back
1999
on St. John Forward Radio here with Swami Anwar Lungi Khan in the studio.
Come on up to the house. Doesn't life
Back, we're nearing the end of the program. We're at 9:51 and a half. I'm John Forward, the host of St. John Forward Radio, and I think it's confession time, everybody. Oh, why did YouTube stop continuing to play stuff?
You can just ask it to not play stuff anymore.
Eh.
Look, it's up on the top there, on the top right hand side.
Autoplay is off now forever. So, and that's why the beginning of that last song was messed up. We've got to come clean. I have not been in the studio with, Swami Anwar Lungi Khan, aka Jeff, for the past, 52 minutes.
Jesus.
It is local comedy legend Arif Hussein.
That was 52 minutes of mediocre hack ethnic comedy mixed in with... some anger about the state of comedy currently.
Well, now that you're an improv comic, what where did that anger come from? What were you trying to comment on?
Just
with that character piece.
There's
that we dug
into. First of all, all comedy that is a comment on anything. Needs to be these people need to be executed in public. I think.
St. John Forward Radio doesn't officially endorse that point of view, nor does local FM or the University of New Brunswick.
I'm not sure. I completely, but just you know, this the audience. I mean, I suppose the audiences are not to blame. I suppose that they're you know.
No, people just go to wherever makes them feel nice.
Oh, there's an entire industry of people just designed to get mad at some hour special.
Yeah.
And just write a think piece about it so that we can all put our heads on our hands. Good point. As it comes around, you know, the Facebook feed, take another edible, go to sleep.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see the moral superiority in making a living complaining about things that somebody else said.
Why?
Yeah. Like they're still making their living off those horrible, disgusting things that they're complaining about in some only in like the lowest form possible.
What are we doing, John? What are we doing? Look at these horrible people just waiting to chomp. But this is how they. I just sound like a bitter old idiot.
Well, we just stopped caring. That's why no jokes barred.
Did you like my 45 minutes of great improv?
It was.
Where did it fall off the rails for you? Please,
it still
let's
hasn't.
Do some critique.
It still hasn't. yeah. Just you need to commit harder. You slipped out of it here and there.
Well,
but I think it's a good learning experience, and I think maybe someday you'll get to be on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Man, I hope I can do something with a foam finger.
So that's that whole thing, and just having to work your comedy around what you think people will be okay with and what they aren't. I never really understood that. I have a hard enough time doing what I think is funny rather than me trying to pretend what some dummy with $20 in their pocket's gonna think is funny.
You know, after 4 years of being here, of doing this, I realize how much people hate comedians. You realize how much people hate them? There are very few comics that people
I think after enjoy. Listening to this episode, people are gonna be realizing it very hard.
Ah, shit. Sorry. No, we're, it's a fun life. It's a great life of just silently humiliating each other, and then sometimes also publicly humiliating each other.
Yeah.
If the opportunity.
Before we get in, did you have anything? You were in the audience for the O'Leary show on Friday. Do you have any further comment beyond my ramblings?
No, I thought it was a fun show. The very warm and giving audience that was, and I mean this sincerely. They were all nice people, and they were all laughing, and all of the comics were busting each other's balls, and they were also, you know, providing as much insight as, you know, broken toys in the words of Dave Attell.
Yeah, it's more. It is more of a warmer show than the R Bar one, which is why I felt like the deluxe version is the better gateway to a curious outsider. But it was a good show, and hopefully it'll continue. It's only really been going for about a year, and
it takes time.
I'm happy with it as it is. I'd be happier with it when there's more. So if you haven't come out, you should come out, and if you have, bring some friends. Before we wrap up, just this Saturday, April 15th at the R Bar will be regular old No Jokes Bard. RF here will be on the docket along with some other people. It should be an interesting show, to say the least. And then the next O'Leary's show will be whatever the first Friday is in March. RF's also going to be on that one with former guest Mandy Lynn Donovan.
Do you mean me? You just said March.
May, yeah, sorry. Thank you. RF the Calendar Man will be we'll be there. I think it's May 5th with Mandy Lynn Donovan and Ken Bolton. And I'll be on there, too, unless I decide to graciously give away my spot to someone else. But that's all that's coming up. So I guess we'll leave it with that. We'll hit the old instrumental Hovland song of the intro, but at the end, so we call it an outro. that's
what a smooth ending.
Flawless.
Nailed it.
I like how I said flawless with a T. So, anyway, St. John Forward Radio, it's live every Monday, 9 to 10, local FM, all that. You might be listening to it online. If you are, you already know where you got it. Tell people about it, share it on your Facebook, etc. Good night.